Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies joins us finally. Took us an hour to figure things out here. Wow.
Something going on this morning.
Yeah. Hey, I was just telling Derek about Patty Poppe leaving Consumers Energy for California. Garrick Rochow will take over as the new CEO. Pretty big news.
Yeah, and incredibly big news. I think that Patty has done wonders for our community. She's done wonders for Consumers Energy and really helped lead the state in what we can do working both as a utility and advancing clean, renewable energy for the state, and what we can do in our communities. As you well know, we not too long ago announced the Smart Energy District downtown, and not recently, a couple of weeks ago, did the christening on some solar panels up on the 200 project, and that was all because of the leadership of people like Patty Poppe and helping to really transform our energy market here and work towards clean renewable energy. And, in addition to that, she's really helped to rejuvenate our downtown, being a lead organization and putting the full weight of Consumers Energy behind the Anchor Initiative and other things that are working to attract new businesses and new residents downtown. So, it'll certainly, our congratulations and best wishes to Patty. And, I think that, hopefully we'll be able to, I'm sure she's built a great team there to continue on Consumers' good corporate citizenship here in the city. And we look forward to continuing to work with Consumers.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody you bring in is going to be a bigger cheerleader probably for Jackson.
No, and cheerleader for the rest of the state too. I mean, I've had a lot of conversations with Patty and worked with her very closely, and her heart was in it, and she knew the power that Consumers had to really transform communities across Michigan, but in particular her hometown, Jackson here, and what a business like Consumers could do to really transform our community. And anyone that looks at downtown right now and sees all the changes that have been happening and all the renovations and kind of the breath of new energy and all the new businesses that are opening up, Patty was a large part of that. She's one of our greatest cheerleaders, and I know she'll continue to cheerlead for Jackson, maybe just from the other side of the country.
Yeah. City had a chance to unveil and open up their new operations center. Talk about that, Derek.
So we just did. We opened up our new DPW center. That was a long project. Our previous DPW facilities had a lot of problems. It was a 100-year-old facility, and a lot of our equipment that we spend taxpayer dollars on the old facility was too small, so a lot of that equipment sat outside and deteriorated a lot faster. So the new facility over on Water Street has enough room to fit our fleet. It also has classroom space for all of our DPW staff. It's got a lot of new different components that I think really will help us to provide better and more efficient services to the residents and businesses of the city of Jackson.
Yeah, what does that mean for the employees over there?
Well, I think it means a new facility it makes it a lot easier for them coming into work to have kind of everything centralized in the same space. Uh-huh. It means they have upgraded facilities for coming into work and changing and going home, I think, clean. And it means, we have another space at City Hall for us to conduct large-scale meetings, and particularly during COVID. I think that's something that we need. I know Jonathan was just over there yesterday having a meeting with city staff, because it's a much larger space for us to have those sorts of conversations and strategy sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess some new businesses opening up in the area. What can you talk about or can't talk about?
Well, you know, as we talked about last week, we had Kenny Cakes, two sisters, opening up down on MLK. We had Apricot Lane opening up with a big food truck rally recently. We have Popeyes is going to be opening up on West Ave. I know Council Member Freddie Dancy is really excited about that. But we also have Loom. If you've driven up West Ave, Loom is a new retail marijuana facility that's going to be opening up. Right there, it's got a solar panel carport, really nice building. And when you talk about some of the city regulations and some of the design standards that you have, that we have, that we put in place to help improve the aesthetics of some of the buildings and facilities that we have, and make sure that what's getting built is going to be adaptable for future use. Loom is a great example of that. They did a tremendous job. Put a lot of extra effort into the site plan there, and that facility is going to be opening up. We should be able to get their application with conditional approval next week, Tuesday, so that they can open up kind of for the holiday season. And that's going to be, I think, a popular place here in Jackson. And Dahlenberger's open up over on the old where Wendy's used to be on Cooper Street there.
Uh huh.
And at the last meeting, we talked about soon to, I think they're going to start doing some site clearing here shortly. But Objective, a large-scale marijuana growing facility, is going to be coming into the city, constructing a 70,000-square-foot facility. I think it's going to be somewhere between $12 and $14 million. And at the end of the day, probably employ an additional 50 people in the city over off of Washington Ave. So, and they're also looking at opening some retail within the city. So, you know, despite COVID, I want to, you know, emphasize that I'm continually impressed with, you know, the city staff being able to work towards continuing our economic development strategy, continuing to locate new businesses, grow new businesses, new facilities within the city. And, you know, it's certainly hard on the existing businesses. But I think that, you know, back in spring, we've weathered this storm before. We'll weather it again and hopefully continue with the momentum that we've started over the past couple of years in economic development here in the city.
Well, you'll probably get some Christmas cards for that little patch job over on North Street. That's a lifesaver.
Yeah, it certainly makes it easier. And speaking of Christmas, for all the listeners out there, we City Hall has arranged with Santa Claus to make some calls into children across our community. So those that want to sign up for the Santa calls, I think they're going to be, I think the spot on Santa's calendar is December 7th and 8th. So Santa's going to be calling into households across the city. There's a form to request a phone call from Santa on the city's website. And those will be happening December 7th and 8th. And I know my daughter's looking forward to talking to Santa and telling her what she wants for Christmas. And but that's something that is going to be happening here coming up shortly.
Is there any age limit?
I don't think there is an age limit. So if you want to fill one out, Greg, we'll try to get Santa putting a call into you too.
I may do that, my friend.
Get yourself something good.
Yeah. Do you have another meeting next week or no?
Yeah, we have another meeting on the 24th, so we're pushing that agenda out here shortly. It'll include some work for Loom, some other kind of housekeeping stuff. Shouldn't be too long. And then our final meeting is coming up October 8th, so that'll be the final meeting of the year. Both will be virtual, and both will be posted on the city's website as well as our Facebook page.
December 8th, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'll be the final one.
Okay. Derek, yep. Thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Sorry about that issue earlier. Jackson Mayor Derek Dolbies joining us on WKHM.